broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. We are absolutely live for July the 5th in the year of our Lord, 2018. The reason for the rough start is I'm trying to get an audio clip together that I want to play. Check it out. Charlie Daniels, ladies and gentlemen, on your radio. Yeah, you got it going on, ladies and gentlemen. Steve King says we're headed towards a civil war in the land of the Republic. We pray it isn't true, but if we don't continue repenting and changing and working together, that's exactly what we're going to get. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen. We are absolutely live on the 5th of July in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is our one of two, ladies and gentlemen, and our goal always, steady as a rock, that is to protect life, liberty and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. I'm in studio. Kirk Crosby's in studio. Welcome to the broadcast, my friend. Hope you had a delightful 4th of July, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Did I find the right song to sum it up today, sir?
It was certainly interesting.
Did you listen to the lyrics? Charlie, did you get Daniels, what he was saying? He's saying, hey, a lot of people are predicting America's fixing to fall. But if you ask me, I speak for myself and maybe a few other Tennesseans and such, and I'm telling you right now, God bless the USA is what he's saying. And hey, we might have a couple of internal problems, but I'm telling you right now, it doesn't get better than America. Great point for the good Charlie Daniels. By the way, he's speaking out and writing op-ed pieces and stuff like that, Carden.
Good old Charlie.
Yeah. I commend him. I think it's good stuff.
Yep. Gotta agree with you.
You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. By the way, do you know what the most patriotic food is, Kurt?
Let's see. They're probably going to say a hot dog, I guess.
No, it depends on who you are, my friend. Should hamburger. I make people wait for that, Kurt?
Yeah, steak.
Should I just bust out? Wait a minute now. I'll just bust out a teaser. You got to think about that, though. What's the most patriotic food? Steak, hamburgers, hot dogs? That's what Kurt's throwing out. And I just submit to you, it has something to do with your political persuasions. There you go. But anyway, Charlie Daniels is in the news. Got an incredible article from the Daily Caller that talks about Charlie Daniels. Charlie Daniels says the American dream is still alive, Kurt. And you agree with that there, buddy?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the Patriots are running around saying it's DOA, Kurt.
Well, that's right. A lot of them prove... Well, I think they like to do that because then they can just say, hey, I'm not going to do anything because...
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's all over.
Yeah, I don't agree with them at all. I agree with Charlie. He says, you know what? Even though our nation feels threatened, there's an indomitable... Is that the right word? Indomitable?
Yeah.
Yeah, indomitable love... of country in almost everyone, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
He says, hey, man, I have traveled and spoke and played and for decades. And I've experienced my nation's mood swings and mistakes. And unfortunately, the division, encouraged by self-serving politicians and radical organizations on the fringes of both the right and the left, that believe it or not, patriotism is as bold and as alive as ever. Yeah, he wrote a Fox News op-ed on this, Kurt. And he was in Manhattan, Kansas, and he was speaking out boldly, as Charlie can do. He says, hey, man, you know what? Even with our blemishes, our deep, passionate political differences and more, you know what? Deep down, when our nation is threatened, we unite. There is an indomitable love of country in almost everyone. I believe that the American dream is still alive, he continues. He says, quote, I live it every day. In a nation where opportunity abounds for those with the guts and the tenacity to pursue it. Now listen carefully, Kurt, because he says something important here. Our leaders are chosen by votes, not guns. And you're free to pursue your dream, Kurt, no matter where it may lead, he continued. No other nation in the world can rival our diverse population, our monolithic beauty, our will to win, America free, America the beautiful, America my home. Finishes Daniels. God bless America. Stand beside her and guide her. That's how it ends, Kurt. What do you think of them words from the Charlie Daniels band? Well, I guess Charlie himself, Kurt. Doesn't get better than
that. I like it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good point.
All right. Just thought I'd kind of double down on that. There's a new poll out, though, about hamburgers and hot dogs and such. I guess hamburgers is the most patriotic food, according to the poll, Kurt.
Okay.
You know why that is, don't you?
Barbecue stuff, I don't know.
No, it's political persuasion, Kurt. They took a poll, my friend. Everything is political now. You're going to divide over hamburgers and hot dogs now, okay? Right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And the reason why, hamburgers are the most patriotic food because most folks are Republicans right now, Kurt. Yeah, SurveyMonkey released the poll. Overall, 35% said that hamburgers were the most patriotic food. Now, hamburgers were especially the leader with Trump voters at 39%. Clinton voters, Kurt, said hot dogs were the most important. That was 33%. And you know what? No matter what you think about American foods, the Republicans are happy to be in America, and the Democrats are ashamed of the country. Yeah, 150 million hot dogs are eaten every July the 4th, according to a June 4th article written by Wallet Hub. So chicken wasn't nearly as popular. Chicken's out, Kurt. You know? Now, Kurt likes steak. So here's, well, I guess they buy 190 million pounds of beef leading up to the 4th, too, Kurt. Now, what did you eat, Kurt, for the holiday?
We didn't have any steak. We had some chicken was available.
So Kurt's kind of in the,
and a little,
I don't know what you call
pizza.
It.
Mm-hmm.
Pizza? Kurt, it's the wrong day for pizza, my friend.
I know.
You must be an independent or something.
Mm-hmm.
See, they're going to interpret even your food choices to everything. First off, you're way out of the mix. I mean, we're probably going to choose you as a borderline terrorist. First off, you're eating chicken. Nobody's doing that, Kurt. Okay? Secondly, what did you just say? You did what? You had pizza? I mean, pizza and chicken, you're way out of
watermelon.
See, now you're
carrots.
A racist. Mm-hmm. So you got this extremist eating chicken. You got a guy eating pizza, mocking Americans with Italian food. And then he's running around eating watermelon, making fun of people. He's a racist. So they're going to use your food choices now, Kurt, to divide you further. But anyway, I hope you had a fantastic day. I find it fascinating that I had a wonderful... I had steak, Kurt. Do you want to know why?
Very good. Sam.
My son-in-law comes over. Yeah. My son-in-law comes over, and he walks in, and he's all secretive. I'm like, what's going on? He literally goes out. We have a barbecue, but he goes out, and he cooks me a steak. And so he gives me this ripping steak for my birthday. And he cooked it and served it right up and said, buddy, happy birthday. It's phenomenal. Tremendous. Mm-hmm. So I had a steak and a hamburger and a hot dog. I didn't have any chicken. I didn't have any pizza. But I did have salad, Kurt, and steak and hamburger and hot dog. And anyway, a bunch of stuff like that. What does that make me, Kurt?
Happy boy.
A happy boy, that's for sure. What about, though, all this deal with, you know, the Republican and the Democrat? How do you interpret mine? I did have watermelon, though. So I guess you could just toss racist in there for sure. All right. Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, talking about important things for the holidays on your radio.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
and gentlemen, I'm agreeing with Charlie Daniels and my buddy Lee Greenwood. Tremendous music of gratitude and appreciation.
Stand up next to you and defend her still today. Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless.
Amen to that. God bless the USA, ladies and gentlemen. Right? You got to love it. Appreciate it. Be grateful for it. This is Liberty Roundtable Live. So Joey Chestnut, Kurt, in the news, clinching not only his 11th straight victory at the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest in New York City, he also set a new world record, Kurt. He managed to eat 74 hot dogs in 10 minutes, my friend. Did you see this, Kurt?
I didn't watch the event, if that's what you mean. I don't know what I mean.
I just know it makes me want to puke. That's all I know. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, yeah. Dude, it's out of control. 74 hot dogs in 10 minutes. Kurt, how many is that a minute? It's 7.4, right?
That's the way I see it.
Okay, so let me get this right. It's like what?
Seven seconds,
because I don't know how much time you want to count between eating hot dogs, like getting the next one or whatever. I mean, I don't know how to figure all this out. I'm just telling you that it's...
Yeah, they're each on a plate.
Yeah, but you got to reach
down
and get
one. So each time they grab one, then they put the plate on their pile, and then they count the plates at the end.
Mm-hmm. I'm just telling you that every 7 seconds you mac a hot dog down for 10 minutes straight. I just can't fathom it. I mean, it just makes me want to hurl after about two.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Have you, in this article that I saw too, Kurt, it talked about some of his other eating feats or whatever you want to call them. Have you read what this guy eats?
Yes.
Type in Joey Chestnut and type in, eating records or whatever. And I mean, it is crazy. Now, he's eating a hot dog, so he's probably more Democratic than Republican. You follow what I'm saying, Kurt? Otherwise, he'd be joining the hamburger contest.
Well, he gets paid $10,000 to win this thing.
Yes, he does. Now, I would not do that to my body for $10,000, though. I don't mean to be rude. It's just not very much money, Kurt.
Well, he trains for the year. He's what they call a competitive eater.
Yeah, I'm going to call this guy an epic eater, though. I mean, this guy is just taking it to the, next level. Right? Mm-hmm. Now, this chick... 837 hot dogs, Kurt. The winner of the women's category. That's half the amount. See? Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know how we do this, but men and women are equal in every way except for eating hot dogs. Is that how it is?
That's right.
And Joey's really a racist and a chauvinist and a pig. Well, for sure he's a piece pigger, and that's for sure. I mean, 72 of those suckers. But look, how can he do that to her? What he should do is let her win, Kurt.
Well, that's right.
What we should do is create a woman handicapped, and then she actually won. He didn't, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Don't you think that ought to be how it is?
Well, yeah.
Especially if he's won 11 times. I mean, aren't we just going to give him some kind of a, look, this guy can't compete anymore? Look, if you gamble, and you go to the gambling halls in America, the government has been given a special permission to cheat against you and beat you every time. And if you somehow find a way to even legally, morally, lawfully, whatever, beat them, then they kick you out. You can't be there, right, Kurt? I ain't got to kick Joey Chestnut out of the contest and handicap all the other men so that the women win, Kurt. I mean, if we're going to do something honorable for a change, if we're going to have these quotas, Anyway, I just find the whole thing interesting. But do you see a list of this? I mean, this guy eats so much food, it's just beyond comprehension. Won't your body...
He does special training and stuff for this, Sam. He had to literally go there in advance
to adjust to the humidity for all this.
Yeah. He does fasting and stretching of his stomach. He uses milk, water, and other protein supplements. And... he's a competitive eater, Sam.
I got a stomachache just thinking about this.
Serious about it. Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's more than serious, Kurt. I mean, he's psychotic about it. Yep. Is it like a mental disorder to eat like that?
He's won the, I mean, it all depends on who's, defining that, I suppose. But he's won championships in a whole bunch of things. There's the Shrimp Cocktail Eating Championship. He's won 15 pounds of that in 8 minutes.
Oh.
You got the Deep Fried Asparagus Eating Championship. 12.8
deep fried.
Pounds
hold
of
on
that.
A minute. I love asparagus, but I'm off the deep fried by the masses, Kurt.
Yeah, he says, or they got him down for 12.8 pounds of that in 10 minutes. Pork ribs were 13.76 pounds.
Now, let me stop you there. Hold on.
Stop.
I don't know how many pounds are in a rack, Kurt. How many pounds are in a rack of ribs?
I don't know.
Because I only eat like a half a rack of ribs, dude, and I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
And Kurt thought that I ate a lot, didn't you, Kurt? You thought I kind of went to town on the food sometimes.
I think you did, but he says...
Not compared to this dude,
Kurt.
They
got him down for 4.5 pounds of steak plus sides in 8 minutes.
Now, hold on. I ate like, I don't know what it was, a 10-ounce steak or something like that just yesterday or whatever, 8 ounces. It was perfect, Kurt, although I had a hamburger and a hot dog, but I'm just saying.
Salad, you said.
Yeah, I had salad.
So
absolutely.
Matzo balls are the thing. I don't know
matzo
what they
balls?
Are. It's
M-A-T-Z-O-H. Matzo
balls. He got 78 of those in 8 minutes at Kenny and Ziggy's.
Well, why don't
New
you
York
look that up and see what a matzo ball is, Kurt?
All right. It says they're Ashkenazi Jewish soup dumplings. Made from a mixture of matzah, meal, eggs, water, and a fat, such as oil, margarine, or chicken fat.
Uh-oh.
They are traditionally served in chicken soup and are a staple food on the Jewish holiday of Passover.
I'm about to hurl again.
He got 70 bratwursts in 10 minutes, 141 hard-boiled eggs in 8 minutes. 32 quarter-pound pork roll sandwiches in 10 minutes, and 81 four-ounce mutton sandwiches in 10 minutes.
Whoa.
So this guy is a pretty serious competitive eater, Sam.
Wow. I don't know how to even respond to this, Kurt.
Yeah.
Well, here's how I'll respond. We got great news on July 5th, Kurt.
Right.
Headline from Daily Caller. The judge in the Bundy trial just spiked prosecutor's plea for one last shot at a conviction. DailyCaller.com. So the prosecutors, even after committing their fraud, lying on the stand and withholding evidence and just literally perjuring themselves. And anyway, they tried to get a reconsider or dismissal. Or a change in the case or to, so they could prosecute. But it turns out the judge said no. The prosecutors acted with prejudice throughout the trial. They violated federal law. They failed to share appropriate evidence. The judge's finding of government, let's see, what's the word used? Outrageous government contact was not an error, writes the 11-page report from the Judge Navarro. On the contrary, the universal sense of justice was violated by the government's failure to produce evidence, Kurt. The prosecutor's request did not even make any new arguments or bring forth any evidence, said the judge. What do you think?
I don't know what to say.
In fact, the prosecutor shouldn't even be allowed to ask the court to rethink what's already been thought, writes the judge. Wow. There you have it. I find it to be tremendous news. What a patriotic celebration. Huh?
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Hi, I'm Dave. I'm 7 years old. I'm sitting here in the corner having a time out until Mom comes to talk to me. All I did was cut my sister's hair. I was just trying to help. I guess Mom didn't like how I did it. In a minute, she'll be back and ask me if I know what I did was wrong. Maybe I shouldn't have cut her hair. And she'll say we all make mistakes because we're just learning about stuff. And she'll give me a hug and we'll end up talking about more stuff.
No matter what you talk to your kids about, love is what they'll hear.
I really like Mom's timeouts, and I think she likes them too. Yeah, I think they help her remember how much she loves me.
A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at Mormon.org.
Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? As a physician, I have looked into the eyes of 1-pound babies. I have cradled their small bodies in the palm of one hand. I defy those who are careless, who would disregard life and look at these tiny little miracles and say, we're not going to protect that.
But I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on the 5th of July, ladies and gentlemen. So, Kurt, I just sent you an email from Matt Staver. Hoping you could pull that up and read it real quick. It's so tremendous. It starts out and says, on July 4th, 1776, 56 delegates to the Second Continental Congress voted unanimously to approve the wording of the Declaration of Independence. And he then talks about the sacrifice that required. We alluded to this yesterday with Becky Akers on the radio. And while Kurt looks this up, I'll just kind of cover. We talked about We Are Americans by Lloyd Marcus, an incredible song. Lloyd emailed back and said, thanks, Sam, for running my song. I appreciate it. What a great musical selection for that. We talked about this ex-Secret Service agent files $1.5 billion RICO case against the Clintons. We talked about drivers are going James Bond to try to get out of paying tolls. They're getting very creative. We talked about budget and spending. Responsive, accountable government is the key to President Trump's reform plan. President Trump is reforming the federal government, making it more efficient, more effective, and more accountable to the people. We talked about just in time for the 4th of July. It turns out that Facebook censors patriotic country song because of political content. It's called the Wes Cook Band. They were stifled by Facebook on Monday when they tried to release their song entitled, I quote, Stand for the Flag. I Stand for the Flag. Turns out that our buddy Lloyd Marcus's song that we played yesterday, too, was banned, Kurt, by Facebook. And Lloyd responds and sends me the graphic where Facebook banned him. We talked about a policeman doing a great job I guess a man in China was old and struggling to cross the road. A cop came over, put him on his back, took him across the street. We got to have more random acts of kindness like that. We talked about religious people live 4 years longer. Scientists suggesting it's because of people being more social and more volunteering. So, you know, you take a guy across the street on your back or something like that, you live longer for that stuff, folks. Wow, good news. We talked about the feds are beginning a project to protect worship. Yeah, you got to dig that. Addressing rights of faith members to buy, rent, and use land. Great news. That was our One Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour two, we had Becky Akers on with us. We're talking about she's the author of two incredible books, Hailstorm and Abducting Arnold, the revolutionary new novels. Buy them before they're banned. We talked about Sheeran, Mexico. They say the city thrives after getting rid of all cops and it basically self-government. I wish it were true. They've just changed the labels of some of the bureaucrats down there. We talked about Happy 4th of July. You wonderful country, writes Ann Coulter. Good for her. Boy, do we agree. We talked about on July 4th, make your own Declaration of Independence from the federal government. I'm doing it by keeping my kids out of the government schools and taking a part in the new media, taking center stage as we take back the narrative from the mainstream press. That's how I'm declaring my independence, folks. How will you celebrate Independence Day? We talked about a July 4th tradition for National Public Radio, NPR. We rarely agree with them on anything, but in this case, they have a tradition to read the Declaration of Independence, and good for them for doing so. We talked about the Gallup poll says 55% of Americans, the adults, if you will, say America's best days are ahead. And if we keep the commandments of God, I agree. If we don't, hate to disagree, but I'm telling you right now, that's the key to success in the Republic, that's for sure. Anyway, tremendous broadcast live. We even got some emails and some donations. Emails from people saying, thank you for being live on the 4th. Well, you're very welcome. We appreciate spending time with you as a family. We consider you our family, and we want to spend time with you on the 4th. And so we took 2 hours to talk about America. And you know what? A little bit of it was a tough pill to swallow. We talked about the negativities and out-of-control government and things like that. Some of it's a pretty tough pill to swallow. You know, Becky's pretty bold and direct. At the same time, we pointed back to the solutions that we ended on, promoting God, family, and country. So it was a tremendous couple of hours live with you, and thanks for spending time with us. If you missed it, libertyroundtable.com is where you go. All right, back to Matt Staver. On July 4, 1776, 56 delegates to the Second Continental Congress voted unanimously to approve the wording of the Declaration of Independence at very much risk to themselves and their families. Kurt?
Well, that's right. And he goes on to say, it boldly stated, these united colonies are, and of right, ought to be free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British crown. The 56 men who signed the declaration knew that they would be considered traitors to the crown and would likely become targets of the British army. They also knew they could become targets of their own neighbors, as not everyone in the colonies agreed there should be a separation from the empire. Here are a few details based on historical evidence about some of those brave men. Richard Stockton is believed to have been the only signer imprisoned by the British specifically for signing the Declaration of Independence. Four others were captured during the Revolutionary War while engaged in warfare against the crown and were held as prisoners. 17 held commissions in the army or did medical duty during the war. Many saw their properties and livelihoods destroyed while serving. Matt Staver continues, two would become president of the United States, John Adams and Thomas Jefferson. These were committed patriots who firmly believed that their cause was just and right. They unequivocally said as much in the Declaration's opening statements. Quote, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator, with a capital C, with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, end quote. He goes on to say, people want to be free. He says it's inherent in every person's soul to want to live free. Our nation's founders experienced life under an absolute tyranny that was fully described and firmly rejected by the Declaration of Independence. These men and women, inspired and empowered by their God, with an extraordinary measure of vision and passion, fought, sacrificed, and died to establish our republic, the United States of America. 2 centuries later, President Ronald Reagan warned, "We've got to do a better job of getting across that America is freedom. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of enterprise. Freedom is special and rare. It's fragile. It needs protection," end quote. Today, Matthew Staver continues, "American liberty is once again in danger. Protecting our precious and fragile freedom is paramount to Liberty Council action. We are pushing back against agents of intolerance who are trying to destroy President Trump and anyone who dares to stand with this pro-America agenda. This summer could be the most critical time we have faced in defending American liberty." And then he makes some requests for donations, if you will. Today he says, "We celebrate our nation's birthday. Please remember the bravery and sacrifices of our founders. We should also pay tribute to all Americans who have paid or are paying a price for our freedom. God bless you and God bless America." Matt Staver.
In my opinion, Kurt, that was worth reading. We rarely read on the air. Yeah. Normally commentary and details just straight from the heart. But in this case, I wanted to read it because I think Matt is absolutely spot on in highlighting the appreciation we have. And the more we study and understand the sacrifice of the founders, the more we kind of realize that, Kurt, even when we're asked sometimes to do things that we kind of think are hard things, they're not very hard, Kurt. We're talking about putting a couple of dollars into like Liberty News Radio if you want to help fund us, or a little bit of time and effort into patriotism, whatever, you know, you feel like you need to spend time doing. That's kind of what we're talking about. What do you think? We're not talking about too much, are we?
No.
In fact, the gay, lesbians, bisexual, transgender, whatever that group is, they were coming out in mass there, Kurt, to do what I'm talking about. They're putting their money and their time where their mouth is. Kind of highlighting my point.
That's a great point, Sam. Yep, they showed up for what's called the American Freedom Festival. That's close by here in a place called Provo, Utah. And the headline from the Herald Extra, folks, says LGBTQ groups, comma, allies, line Freedom Festival parade route in Provo to show support. Yeah.
Well,
I guess they were there celebrating freedom.
And, you know, even though I disagree with their views entirely, they have every right to celebrate freedom too, Kurt. And they're putting their money where their mouth is and expressing their viewpoints. Oh, were enough of us to do the same, huh? And by the way, you know, they think that the Supreme Court battle's all about abortion. It is. But what about this issue too, Kurt? Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosher-tified, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense, as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, so the gay and lesbians literally lined the parade in Provo, Utah, one of the most conservative counties, one of the most conservative cities, one of those conservative freedom festivals in the world, Kurt. And, you know, the LGBTQ whatever groups literally lined the parade to show solidarity and support along the parade route in Provo. And they fought hard. At first, they were going to be denied access to be in the parade. So not only did they line the parade routes, Kurt, with supporters, but they literally took part in the parade as well. Literally, it was a political showdown, and they won. Don't know what to say about that.
I guess they weren't allowed to. I guess they weren't allowed to be in it last year, and this year they were. You know, the tables were turned.
What if our side were to put our money and our efforts and our time and our where our mouth is, Kurt, like that? What if we were to do as much effort as they do?
America, well, you would be could great, certainly Kurt. Say that, you know, out of all the floats and things like that, that their thing is certainly a minority, but at least they're participating as they'd like. And apparently they said very few people were rude about it.
So. I wouldn't be rude to them.
Yeah.
But I would do all that I could to make sure that we don't promote them. And that's kind of the deal, you know, because here's the next question. Would Liberty Roundtable be allowed to be in the parade? And what if they said, well, you guys are white supremacists and stuff? See, we either believe in freedom for all or not. And my problem with the gay and lesbian agenda is that they become a special class where they get special protections. So if I want to do something, I don't have any special protection. If I ran out and said I was a gay man, though, then instantly I got protection and special privilege and pulling the lever in favor, you know, et cetera, et cetera. All right. Well, anyway, so that all went down. It also turned out that One Republic played to a sold out crowd, Kurt, at Stadium of Fire, right? And the Herald.
That's right. And you remember, you know, you were talking about earlier the all the different events or whatever, and that's one of the things I was able to see was the flyover from the military. You had a small group, about three smaller planes with basically year old props, and then you had four, you know, very advanced jets from the military doing a flyover. So you had some pretty cool stuff to watch.
Yeah, you sounds know, expensive, Sam. Though.
Well, yeah, but you know how it is, Sam. We're
paid for by the taxpayers. Flush I'm not too happy cash, about that. Yeah. No, I'm not. I'm struggling to put gas in my gas tank. Gas is so expensive right now, and then I'm paying for flyovers while I can't afford my gas.
Mm-hmm.
It's nuts on parade. It's crazy. But, you know, what do you expect? See, if I bring that up, then I'm not patriotic, huh, Kurt?
That's right.
See? Mm-hmm. That's how it is. You know. Anyway, so what do you think of One Republic, Kurt? Do you like that music group?
You know, I remember hearing, I'm pretty sure I would recognize the songs. I just can't, you know, break out and sing any for you.
Why not,
you know?
Kurt?
Just not as aware of their music as I should be. Say.
That's right. You work on that, my friend. Of all the things you need to work on in your life, that's certainly the top, you know, deal here. Now, think about their name a little bit, Kurt, for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
One Republic.
That does seem kind of appropriate for
isn't that, you know, they play the Freedom Festival there, One Republic. It's pretty good, I thought, you know?
Yeah, good point.
I kind of like that. I think we need more of that. More idea that, they didn't say One Democracy. That's not the name of their group, Kurt. It's One Republic. Cool. How do you like that?
That is good.
It's pretty sweet, huh? However,
probably highlighted it by talking about the Constitution and things like
Kurt.
That.
I don't even think they have really a whole lot of patriotic songs, do they?
Not that I'm aware of.
I'm not saying they're bad. I think they're very talented, and I like some of their songs and all that kind of stuff. I get it. You know, I enjoy music, as everybody knows on this program. But I'm telling you, I don't really know that they're just like ripping the patriotic tunes down. They're not like a Steve Voss, necessarily. So while they were celebrating One Republic with the gay and lesbians, you and I were playing Steve Voss and talking about how to return to God, Kirk. Just a little different. I don't know. I guess there's room for us all to celebrate the way we think best, huh, Kurt? By the way, I didn't go to Stadium of Fire, even though I wanted to go because I wanted to kind of protest the Freedom Parade, Kurt. I don't want to go to that.
Yeah, I went to one far away in a small town.
And they didn't have gay and lesbians marching and solidarity and all that stuff down there?
No.
Well, they got to get with the times, my friend.
I was glad they weren't with the times.
Amen. And it's not that we want any hostility to those people or that we, you know, but we just don't want to promote their agenda.
Yep.
Now, this is one interesting thing. The Supreme Court's not just about abortion, Kurt, although that's been kind of the highlighted discussion points, right? What do you think in terms of the gay and lesbian, bisexual, transgender, whatever groups? You think that's going to be taken into account with whoever the next Supreme Court justice will be?
Well, it should sure be nice to basically say, hey, that marriage is between a man and a woman like it's been since Adam and Eve, and leave it at that, you know.
I agree. But, I'd like to see that, but what do you do with the already the records on the books that they've been promoting for the last, what, 3 years it is or however long?
You just need to eliminate all those records, I think, and I'm talking about every
just delete
record.
The
government. Well, the government doesn't need to be in charge of who gets married and all that kind of stuff. And,
well, somebody's got to be in charge. How do you know when someone's married? How do you know when to divorce somebody and all that stuff?
Well, you got that with, you get rid of all those different tax
let me ask you a question.
That require all that stuff.
Are you saying that two individuals could just sign a contract and that contract would be used in court if necessary and it would just be between the two individuals and the only time it wouldn't be is if there needed to be kind of an adjudicator, a level playing field person that made sure that no laws were broken and that kind of stuff, and other than that, government wouldn't need to be involved at all? Is that what you're saying?
I think that's the way it used to be. Sam.
Wouldn't that be, Bible. You know when the government decided to get in to do that, don't you? To manipulate them. They used to basically document it in a kind of a contractual obligation, and it used to be highlighted and documented in their Bible, Kurt, right? And then government got involved. Do you know how and why? You know what happened, don't you?
No.
Them black dudes are trying to marry white chicks.
Oh. Okay.
And the government, the racist government, got in the middle and said, hey, you can't be doing that. I mean, isn't that the evolution, Kurt? Isn't that what happened?
I didn't know.
Yeah, you should study
Wouldn't
that so you're caught up
me.
On it, Kurt. I'm going to put that on your docket right ahead of the studying the Republic music.
I'll get that one.
But I look at that and I just go, wow, folks, interesting stuff. Why do we have to have the government in the middle of marriages anyway? See, they got to keep records. We don't know what to do with the records when they're doing what they ought not do in the first place. If they don't keep the records and don't make the records and aren't involved, then we don't have to worry about what happens to the records, do we, Kurt?
No.
And we can just let people have contracts. If somebody wants to marry somebody and, you know, they want to have a contract, and then hey, as long as the contract's not violated, no harm, no foul. And if the contract is violated, then you could go to a level playing field adjudicator that could look at it and say, hey, is anybody breaking any laws here? What would be the fair way to go about this? And, you know, that kind of thing. And it would be contractual in nature, Kurt. What do you think of that?
Imagine that.
I mean, they do that with prenups right now, don't they, Kurt?
I think they do.
No, I don't have a prenup, Kurt. I just give everything to my wife.
That's a good thing.
And I say that because I'm all in 100% heart, soul, finance, everything. And that's one of the things I think we make a mistake in today is we kind of go into a marriage halfway. It's like, well, I'm not going to really give it at all my all. When it goes apart, I'm just going to make sure I have retain everything that I got. Hey, what kind of a commitment level is that from the start, see? It's not the commitment that I saw from the founders, I'll tell you that right now.
good point.
All right, Walmart's in the news, Kurt, and they're taking big-time heat. I guess Walmart had shirts that said impeach 45, and then they had to remove them under a big old backlash, Kurt. Did you see this?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I say those people that disagree with the whole impeach things are making their views heard.
Voices heard, and good for them, Kurt. Yeah. Now, you know, I would basically decide for my company. So let's say that you got two shirts that you could have. One is a MAGA.
Mm-hmm.
Make America Great Again shirt mm-hmm. or the Impeach 45 shirt. I just think that, you know what? It's pretty neat to sell whichever shirt you want to in the free market, Kurt, and, you know, do what you believe your customers want you to do and stuff. I would never carry an Impeach 45 shirt, but I would carry a Make America Great Again shirt and hat. In fact, Kurt does in his bookstore, right, Kurt?
That's right. They're available now.
Not the Impeach 45 ones, folks.
No. We have Make America Great Again ones, white, black with the kind of a cool little gold trim, and we do have the traditional red, and we just got in some of the camo types, Sam. So you've got the camo with the gold writing that says Make America Great Again.
Yeah. That's pretty sweet. Yeah, now, right, I know that the court likes to talk about the company you keep, Kurt. So here's what I was kind of thinking. I was thinking we could just divide completely in America, and you either go to the Make America Great Again stores or you go to the Impeach 45 stores, Kurt. Just depending on what you like and believe in and want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd do the Make America Great Again stores. I think it's a much better message than Impeach 45.
Yep.
Right?
Good point.
Now, I kind of find it fascinating about that 45 term. Whenever I think of a 45, I think of my God-given unalienable rights of self-defense.
Mm-hmm.
When I think of a 45, that's what I think of. I don't think of impeaching the president. And, you know, when asked, these impeachers, when they ask what laws have been broken, they struggle to identify, Kurt. They just know that it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I kind of find that fascinating as well.
Yeah, the on this impeach 45 thing, according to Fortune magazine, Chris Morris is the author there. It says, Walmart, in a statement, reacted to the complaints about this whole impeach 45 thing. They said these items were sold by third-party sellers on our open marketplace and were not offered directly by Walmart. We're removing these types of items pending review of our marketplace policies.
Uh-huh.
If that language sounds familiar, it's because it's very close in tone to the brief statement Walmart made last December when a journalist advocacy group told the retailer it was threatened by a T-shirt it found on the website reading Rope Tree Journalist.
Okay. Now, I think there's a big difference between promoting violence like that versus expressing a political opinion. Now, what I think Walmart should do, instead of getting rid of the Impeach 45 shirts, Kurt, I think they ought to just get America Make America Great Again shirts, too. And I think there's a big difference between expressing one's political opinion or belief or whatever you want to say versus the violence associated with that previous example. I think there's a big difference.
I guess they even had Impeach 45 baby clothes on their website.
You know. But I'm just saying, I support the free expression of ideas. If somebody wants to run around and say Impeach 45, I think they have every right to do it. I have every right to run around and say Make America Great Again. When you cross the line and start talking about roping a tree and hanging people from the, you know, the gallows or a tree, or that's a little different. I think it kind of goes beyond free speech rights personally, because it's promoting violence and, you know, that kind of stuff. But I don't think Walmart should back away from this. I think they should just simply say, listen.
They do have the Make America Great Again hats, apparently, Sam.
Okay, see, that what's going to happen if we let the Impeach 45 folks go, then we're going to eventually have to back away from the Make America Great Again hats. Unless somebody puts the two together, Kurt, and says, Make America Great Again and Impeach 45. See what I mean? I mean, just unite both sides. That's what they'll push for. So very strange stuff. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. We are live on July the 5th. Thanks for being along. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. Please support us. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. Donate today. We declare this nation shall endure.